All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm with Juanito. Juanito, can you hear me loud and clear? El
I
Juanito.
can hear you. I can hear you.
Folks, get your noble gold. Let me knock this out. We're doing this for fluff, too. So gold has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. Treasury and buying more gold. The good news is it is predicted to go up even more. UBS even said it would go up to 5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing off the hook. Everybody wants to protect their retirement with gold. You could do the same. And if you do it this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a 1/4 ounce gold standard coin if you open up a qualified account. That's if you open up a qualified account. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com now. Noblegoldinvestments.com now. Get started. You're going to need the gold, right, Juanito?
Oh, yeah, gold, silver, something.
So Juan, you look like you're in a place that's freezing. So we won't have to
Well,
disclose
it's
where
I
you're at.
think it was 36 degrees a few minutes ago, and
Damn.
it's
It
kind of fun.
looks like it's probably beautiful up there. I mean, I won't disclose where you're at, but I'm jealous. Juan, so since this is for YouTube, Democrats are self-destructing. You have Kamala Harris putting out these ex posts. Just spewing lies. Trump, he's gonna outlaw it nationwide. And then you have Elon Musk correcting her. You have she's going on podcasts and saying, I'm in the streets, I know what's going on. I mean, this is just, they are in a desperate time right now. I mean, it looks like they're malfunctioning and it looks like they're cannibalizing each other. And it looks like Jill Biden doesn't want to give up power. Are they going to have a problem with that? I mean, they're going to try to remove Biden, but will Jill agree to this, or she'll have no choice?
Well, I mean, Jill's along for the ride, whether she wants to accept that or not. So is Hunter. The reality is, and let me just say something that's going to annoy a lot of your audience. Reality is, it's not just the Democrats that are melting down. The Republicans are having a lot of infighting also that, it's painful to watch. But then again, everybody has to pick a lane, and you have a lot of rhinos that are trying to exercise power over how things are going to run at the Republican convention and the rest of the campaign year, and then of course a lot of down ballot stuff. The reality is, even with Trump back, in a normal political environment, if you don't control the Senate, you don't have shit, because you have to be able to have that control over there to get
Well,
anything done.
hold on, Juan. Do you think the RNC will try to pick another nominee, or is that just, that's just out of the question? That's not going to happen. I know the DNC will try to replace Biden, but will RNC maybe try? They'll say, "Hey, we got a convicted felon. We don't want him to run."
Let me go a little bit further than that. At the end of the day, within your audience, and some of these alternative audiences where we talk, what you have to we've said it amongst ourselves for a very long time. You have a elite of some sort that wants to control the direction of the world. Okay, hey, thanks, guy. Appreciate that. Appreciate it. Beautiful. Thank you. You have an elite that wants to, have their puppets in positions of authority. So, is either party actually of the people, by the people, for the people? RFK, he's essentially been thrown out of the Democratic Party, essentially has to run as an independent. A party, a politician whose family name is in the Democratic Party, and yet he can't run. And the same thing on the Republican side. You've got a lot of people that are true, all the way through Republican, that a number of states where the people that were voted to go to the RNC convention aren't being allowed to go. They're being pushed aside. So there's real legal fights and party fights going on behind the scenes. I've got a call yet today with a number of the players who were being pushed out of going to the convention, even though they were elected to go to the convention, as representatives within states, various different states, same kind of plays. There is a refining moment taking place in both parties. It's easy just to point fingers. I think it's more pronounced with the Democrats, just because they've got to come up with a solution to get to a winning potential candidate, and Biden's not it. But like we spoke even within your audience previously, the Roman punishment that was besides the cross, if they had someone who was, they came to those kind of decisions pretty quickly. If somebody was convicted, one of the punishments was to be shackled foot to foot, waist to waist, hand to hand, neck to neck with your victim, their rotting corpse, and you decay with them. Can you imagine how grotesque that would be, to be chained, manacled to a rotting corpse, and you can't get away from it?
Demonic.
The smell,
demonic.
The flies, the other things. So, but in a very real sense, that is the Democrat Party with the Biden crowd. They wanted it, they got it, and they weren't able to do what the original plan was, which was to
maneuver Pelosi.
Remove him midterm before Pelosi's term expired, and then move her up to the presidency. And that didn't happen because of things that were done at the Supreme Court and other maneuvers, because the court was being threatened with packing the court. We're in a pretty wild moment on a lot of levels. And then within the Republican Party, they don't want Trump, even if he's back, to have any kind of real true control. They're afraid of Trump, because not only are a lot of people from the Democrat side going to be out of power and even facing criminal charges, the same thing is true of a number of the Republicans that were around Trump that tried to control what was happening out into the actions of the attorney generals. And by the way, part of the discussion that's not in the public, a lot of this audience doesn't understand it. It bears a lot of looking at is the inspector generals. At the end of the day, most of the true blocking that's occurred occurred through the inspector general's offices around the country. And there's a real, it's hard for most people to grasp, but it's a huge part of what's gone wrong here.
Juanito,
so we'll address
Juanito,
that
there, there is a breaking news right now that's going all over X and all over social media saying Biden will resign next week.
Well, and again, then you have the question, and how's the progression of power going to occur? Imagine from, my perspective, I say let Kamala move up. Okay, what's that going to look like? You think it was scary with Biden in control. Is that actually a solution that the Democrats are going to be comfortable with? And by the way, there's legal maneuvers in place. I know several of them that are ready to challenge vociferously Kamala's legal ability to move into the presidency. To be the VP doesn't have the same threshold of checks and balances. There's an assumption going back to the founding fathers that anybody that would be in a VP position, it would be assumed that they were fully legally ready to move to the presidency, and everybody would know that before they picked a VP. But that's not functionally how it's worked. And so there's going to be legal challenges as to whether or not Kamala can, in fact, take the presidency. And so when we've said for so long, enjoy the show, this is what we've been anticipating in part. There's a lot of not fun things here. Okay, there's horrors that have happened over the last several years, Afghanistan, Ukraine, Mideast stuff, that the contention within the group around Trump is that, and including the MAGA audience, that these things would not have happened, and I believe they would not have happened had Trump remained as the president. But so those aren't, nobody's laughing about that. But the other side of the coin is you got to kind of look at, you know, okay, you wanted this person as your president, and you had to punch the ticket for, you know, a woman and a black and all that sort of thing for the VP, and that was cool. But now you actually have to live with that. That could be really, really difficult.
Hold on. I understand that. But if Biden resigns next week, how are they going to do this? So he resigns, Kamala takes his position, and then what, Mike Johnson comes in as VP? What do they do?
As I've said all the way along, you've got, let me just, a little cold here, so I'm going to warm up a little bit. Anyway, you've got a few different things that can happen. They'll do an appointee for the VP to backfill with Kamala. And the question is that challenge that's going to come on her ability to hold the presidency going to have some level of success? And there, for everything you think you know has absolutely got to happen a certain way, including you know, Johnson coming into the VP or the presidency, they've got a lot of different answers. If you go back and look at the succession with Agnew in the Reagan or the Nixon administration, there was a lot of discussion and argument about how that was going to happen, what was allowed. And it's not as clear and clean as you think it it might otherwise be, I guess. Be ready to be surprised, amazed, whatever.
Now we're about to watch the Magic Act. Now we're about to watch Democrat musical chairs take place right now. If they're saying that he's going to resign, I mean, when I saw that Time article or that Time cover, the cover of Biden walking off the paper, walking off the page, I was like, all right, they're getting ready. Here we go. So now here comes the Magic Act, correct? Now here comes the Democrat musical chairs. And you believe, and I believe, it's going to be Newsom, and somehow they're going to maneuver Whitmer in there as well, correct?
Yeah, I think that's ultimately where they think they at least have a prayer. And by the way, as I've said over and over and over, I don't think we have the election on time. Who's the most motivated to find some reason to delay the actual election for cause, especially if they're, you know, about to lose power and they know that you can say anything you want. Let's just be realistic. Trump has made it very clear that when he gets back, you know, it's like that bumper sticker. I think I mentioned on your show once before, but, you know, Jesus is coming back. And man, is he pissed! You know, I mean, it's going to be one of those things with Trump. You know, is he going to come back for payback? He's been very vocal that he's going to go after that stuff.
There's the picture right there. Time Magazine, panic. It says,
yeah,
panic.
Yeah.
It shows him walking off. He doesn't even know what direction he's walking off, but walking off the page, and that tells me they're getting ready to do the next Time Magazine cover with something like new blood or the savior is here or the answer is here, right? That's what they're going to do. Yeah. That's going to be the next one. The answer. The Democrat prayers have been answered.
Yeah.
Watch.
Well, I mean, what they say, you know, they'll put the best foot forward, but, you know, let's just look at, let's look at Newsom. Let's say that they somehow get Newsom into a striking position for the presidency one way or another. You know, Newsom, they've lost two congressional districts in California because of a loss of population. How, with all of the immigrants flooding America and into California, does California decline in population to where they lose two congressional districts? Think about that. And where are the people of California going? Why are they leaving? Because Newsom's there. That's during his term. Look what's happening to California, the businesses that have left California. I was just talking to somebody here the other day when they had left California, went to Nebraska, of all places, because it was the only place that they felt they could run their business outside of California. Another one that I was talking to, I guess last night even, they'd moved to Texas. You know, and you hear a lot of people going to Texas, you know, from California. Anywhere but California is almost the mantra because of the way that it's become confiscatory in the taxes and anti-business. You know, you go anywhere in California.
Look at the article I just brought up. Would Gavin Newsom beat Trump? Don't bet on it. So winning is easy in a one-party state. In a national race, he'd have to answer for his terrible record.
Yep. See, and
so they really do have limited moves that would be realistic in the race. I mean, I don't see Newsom
doing. Well, you just said something important, Nino. Let me remind people. I told you, chess is a game where the longer it goes, the fewer potential moves that are available to you, because players get taken off the board, and other players get cornered in areas of the board, and they can't move without being lost. So you have fewer and fewer potential moves the longer the game goes. And that's the situation here for the Democrat Party. They've kind of painted themselves into a corner. And a segment of the Republican Party is in a very similar situation. They don't want Trump back. They know that he's going to clean house, even in his own house. And arguably, that first term was the opportunity to let a lot of them be exposed, including people like Bill Barr. When you look at the legalities of what's coming, Barr is not in a good position. And similar, these are people that you thought, oh, yeah, he's going to save the day. He's going to be wonderful, et cetera. You know, maybe not so much. Oops, I lost your audio there, Nino.
Oh, sorry, I was on mute.
There you go.
I see everything that's transpiring right now, and it is sheer panic. But I think they're ready to maneuver someone in. I think you're right about Whitmer. I've looked into her quite a bit. And Newsom, I think they're going to be the answers for Biden. I don't Mala. I don't see Michelle. What's your thoughts on
Some of that is there to take some of the fiery arrows out of the conservative community. So they float those out there to make you look like an idiot as you scream, rant, and everything else. I think from our side, you know, let's say an America First or MAGA side, the real challenge is going to be to take deep breaths, keep your wits about you, and let them, these other people, do their ranting. Literally, the ones that suffer from some form of Trump derangement syndrome, especially within the Republican Party. If there's a globalista that has captured America, they've captured both parties. And that's part of the problem. You were easily baited into going along with some things that don't make sense. That's part of the reason, you know, one of the things, I don't know if your audience knows this, I mentioned that everybody should get Patrick Byrne's book, Danger Close. And I know a lot of your listeners have gone out and got it, read it. And I've gotten lots of notes, seen it in the comments where people read that. You're going to see events in America defined in large part by what's going to be coming out in the book. But here's something else that virtually nobody knows yet. Patrick and I were talking yesterday. They've now got a date for release of Danger Close, the movie. And that's September 8th. And so sometimes you see a movie and it doesn't even, you know, fully, they have to condense it into 2 hours. It doesn't show everything. It's great, but it really doesn't give you a full flavor of who Patrick is and his role in what got us to this point in the election process and exposing some players and the stuff. And the next several months are going to be greatly defined by the events which he was part of and then stuff that's, you know, near to him, related to the people that we have that actually engineered
All right, let's not talk too much about this.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it. You're right.
Because I know where you're getting ready to go with this. I have to do a flat Earth debate right now. I gotta jump on there, Juanito. Thank you for coming on, folks. Go to TheJenniferMack.com to get some wand gear. I'll put the link down below in the YouTube video here. And could Biden resign next week? Could it be next week, Juan? Do you feel like it's going to be?
You know, there's a feeding frenzy going on right now, and there's an urgency because, of course, the convention's coming up. They need time to solidify their position. Plus, whoever is going to be the person that fills that role has to look presidential. So they need some events that they can manage and come forward on that make them look presidential, whoever it is. And they can that's use a danger.
There's no chance they would use RFK, right?
No.
Okay.
And in fact, even in the last few hours, I know that there were conversations, and a lot of people would defect from the Democratic Party and go to JFK, and probably not be wrong. I'm not a backer for JFK for RFK. I'm not a backer for RFK for president, but he's going to have a role moving forward. There's stuff that he really does know correctly that's so very important.
He's going to absorb. He's going to absorb a good portion of the Democratic Party. Then that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah,
I think this
real issue is: are we going to ever get to an honest conversation for the American people? And that's part of the issue. The way things are set up right now, we're not actually having honest conversations, even when we get to these debates. You know, imagine what's the debate going to look like with Trump and Kamala. I'll tell you this: the one thing, the one advice I'd have into the Trump camp is, why don't you just ask Democratic Party, why don't you set up a debate for me with whoever you plan on being president in 2025 if you win? I want to debate that person. So who do you have? Is it Newsom? Let's go have a debate with Newsom. Is it Whitmer? Okay, let's have a debate with Whitmer. Let's have a debate with Kamala. Forget the Joe stuff. Or put all three of them in there and tie one arm behind Trump's back and see who wins.
Boom. All right, Juanito, I got a roll. I'm going from this to the flat Earth, okay?
All right. Well, and hey, Nino, let me just say this. You know, one of the things that happened, got in trouble and was obviously headed for a loss in 2016. She texted hold on. She asked if it was time card.
We can't talk about
okay.
That.
We have that. Well, so are they going to play the alien card now? I don't think that's something that YouTube has to flush. I think that's an important conversation. It's out in the public. Is it possible somebody's going to play the alien card right now? Come on. What are they capable of to protect themselves?
So the L.A. Marzulli interview that I did, talking about a nuclear event will usher in this alien response or this alien savior. And I think that's what they're going to bank on. Can we talk about that?
Well, remember, this is very important. Let me answer that very directly. We've known for a very long time, going all the way back to the 50s, that the conversation behind the scenes was that, and even go to the movie with robot that's standing there is a Trump card or whatever. I can't get the movie now, but where, because we can't keep the peace and we're in danger up with nuclear weapons, the aliens have to come and save us. And their pretension is that it's our cousins come back to save us. Okay. So the idea of aliens having to come and protect us from ourselves has been being floated around for a very long time. And again, would that be some variation of what people would be capable of to stay in power at this moment in time? Is that a danger to us? Could they pull it off? Remember, I'm not talking Democrat, Republican. I'm talking a globalista, an elite that believes they have the right to rule by blood and is going to step in to take control of the situation because they're losing it from a electoral position and they have to step in under some other auspices to save the planet, save the world. That's a All very right, real threat.
No, I know. I want to get you and L.A. Marzulli on together. I think that'd be the most epic roundtable ever.
Well, L.A.'s epic himself all by himself. You know, the one thing I will say about L.A. is that he is as thorough a researcher as anybody out there. You can come at him with 15 different little things, and he'll go back to the origins of it and say, well, this is where they came up with that. Here's the people that floated that idea. And he'll give you a basis for it that a lot of researchers, they just want to go into silly land and they don't want to actually do a real conversation, a real debate, whether it's giants, whether it's, you know, an apparition within one of the church movements or something like that. LA is an outstanding researcher and you do well to, you know, listen to what he has to say. I mean, if LA talks, I listen.
Thanks, Juanito. Let me get over here to this debate. I'm running late. Thank you, Juanito.
Okay.
Folks,
okay.
TheJenniferMack.com, TheJenniferMack.com. Link will be below. Hit Noble Gold. Get yourself some gold. And Juan, thank you once again. It looks freezing out there. I will reach out to you later this evening.
All right. Yeah. No, by the way, the 2024 Megador coins out there at Jennifer's site and over at the Gumroad site. So, you know, those are out for a while and have fun with it. See you later, bro.
Later, Juanito. God bless you.
All right. All right.